And I think he's thoroughly KGB. But I think the most important aspect of that KGB heritage, that KGB personality within Vladimir Putin, is an incredibly conspiratorial view of the world.
Michael Hayden was for years a man to whom the White House turned for advice, a general, former director of the CIA and of the electronic spies at the National Security Agency. He has read Putin's file, so to speak.
What does that mean, having been KGB? I mean, it means something to you, clearly. I'm not sure it means anything to the ordinary person.
He's got historic grievances. He's already complained about the greatest tragedy of the 20th century was the end of the Soviet Union. Fine. A lot of Russians have historic grievances. But Putin, because of his KGB background, attributes those problems to others and their actions, who are constantly, aggressively plotting against once the Soviet Union and now the Russian Federation. And look, I'm very happy to tell you that I think they think we at CIA and the American security establishment spend just about every waking moment and every day thinking about Russia. And the truth of the matter is, we didn't think about Russia very much while I was director, maybe even to a fault. I think maybe the most telling aspect of the KGB experience for him and how it shapes his thinking is that he really does view this as zero sum. I win, you lose. If you win, I lose.